1776.
Thanks for tuning in as we're kicking the can down the road here across America and all those nooks and crannies. My name's Kate Delaney, and the show is America Tonight. Hang on, we're zigging and zagging all over the place on this one, from politics to what's happening in Iraq and Afghanistan, and ultimately why you should care. The buzz in your backyard. There's a lot of buzz. 10 weeks to go before you vote in this next election, an important one, the midterm elections, 37 governors up for grabs, 37 Senate seats, and all the House seats, too. So everybody has a say in this, but I wonder how many people will actually go out and vote. Let's hope a lot of people do. Let's hope a lot of people find a way to get to the polls or do the absentee ballot thing, whatever it takes. We need more people aware of what's going on in this country. That way, when you call shows like this one to complain, you can whine, you can jump on the soapbox, and you can pour out your heart on the airwaves. But at least you took the number one responsibility that I think everybody has in this country, and it's because we have the freedom to vote. If you go out and vote, you can make a difference. When people sit at home and say it doesn't matter, shame on you, because it does matter and you can make a difference. Presidential election, we could talk about that. A little bit of a different story with Electoral College, but not when it comes to locally what's happening in your area, and not when we're talking about the state or when we're talking about Congress. Big difference. All right, there are a lot of things that we're going to jump into. Let's kind of move around here in some different directions. Everybody's talking about the mosque. Everybody is beating this thing in 20 different directions. So it is getting under the skin of many across this great country, not just in New York City. And the opinion is just one of two ways. Let them build it. We have religious freedom. If you don't like it, too bad. Tough tiddlywinks, because guess what? Other religions have been able to build in other places. And if you want to talk about the extremists and what's happened in what happened in 9/11 and what's happened recently and attempts that were thwarted and all of that sort of stuff, and why should it be allowed to thrive? As somebody said to me in an email, what about the Catholic Church with the blind eye that they've turned on the priests and the sex scandal? What about what's happened in the past in the Mormon religion? What about things that have happened in Christian religions? And you could manipulate all the negativity of religion and previous things that have happened, but I don't think it's relevant in the comparison. It's like apples and oranges. Because in this case, we're talking about a couple of blocks from ground zero. So the big fat why question is there no matter what. Why? There are so many other properties you could build on. Why would you open up this Pandora's box in the first place and dig your heels in? And it's looking like, even though my sources were telling me there's a great chance you would see it moved, they're spurning the governor, Patterson, who wants to have a conversation and offer up some land and talk about compromising and really accepting the friendship of the mayor, Bloomberg, who is pushing this way, pushing this all the way forward, saying, this is what New York's all about, baby. If you don't like it, leave it, because it's about religious freedom in this country. Check the Bill of Rights. And certainly this Islamic center has a right to be built on that land if they go through the necessary steps of the zoning, if they're doing the zoning process and doing all the things that you have to do. And this isn't going away anytime soon. And in some areas, it's become an election issue, and others, not so much. There are polls galore on what's right and what's wrong. And there's some missing facts and there's some missing pieces of the puzzle. The funding, because everybody wants to know, well, what about the funding? Where's the money coming from? And a spokesperson for the group, which is the Cordova Initiative, what the developers are saying is they're raising the funds. They're raising the funds through donations. Ooh. So Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, had her own take on the mosque, including saying at one point, you know, this is a New York thing more than anything, but she talked about how she feels things are being played out in that city, and ultimately, I guess, really some of the blowback politically on all of this, and here's the speaker.
I think everybody respects the right of people in our country to express their religious beliefs on their property. The decision, though, as to how to go forward in New York is up to New York. Here we are talking about Treasure Island, something we've been working on for decades, something of great interest to our community as we go forward to an election about the future of our country. And two of the first three questions are about a zoning issue in New York City. There is a concerted effort to make this a political issue by some, and I join those who have called for looking into how is this opposition to the mosque being funded.
All right, so there you go. Pelosi wants to know about who the backers are, alluding to what she believes is the Republican Party putting this out there, that it's to their benefit to stir up the controversy. Betty is listening to us in Kentucky. Hello, Betty.
How are you?
Good.
I won't mention the name of the company that I work for, but we just heard that Mitch McConnell is going to be speaking to us via television at our workplace. I think it's awful that companies have us, you know, it's like we're there and we have to listen. And I don't think it's right that they should do us that way. Personally, I am all for no incumbents, including Mitch McConnell and anyone else that's been there for more than a couple of terms at least, because they haven't done anything so far. And I just think they all need to be removed. He is Republican, and I'm so disgusted with the Obama administration that I would rather have a Republican president or whatever dominance in the Senate just to get rid of what's there now. But that don't mean I want to reelect the Republicans that are there. Mm-hmm. I want to get rid of all the people that are there and elect new people. And I don't have any faith anymore in the Democratic Party because of the way the health care thing went, the cap and trade, and it's making me sick.
Betty, thanks for your thoughts. Remember, go and vote, and I got you on the Mitch McConnell thing. Wow, that's pretty political at a company, but, you know, the corporations with what the Supreme Court ruled and their backing, you know, you got the equal time thing, so we're... You've got Mitch McConnell doing a video address. Somebody else could swoop in there and say, well, you know, fairness, isn't that... They could raise a stink, in other words, with the company. And I'll tell you what, we had somebody on a Politico 2 weeks ago that said exactly what you're saying. Vote them all out. You don't like them, vote them out. Vote another guy in. Stay with us.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
Rod Blagojevich says there's more to come. Lost in all of this, although we have talked about it, is the fact that Blago got it on just one count. It's a great fair or foul question. The prosecutors didn't pull out all the witnesses, and Patrick Fitzgerald is saying that that might have made some of the difference. But what did the jury have to say? I'm going to let you hear what one juror said on one of the shows, one of the early morning shows on Wednesday, and it's kind of interesting. Whenever you can hear what the jury's thinking, especially in a big case, I think you get an insight to what was convoluted, what didn't work, why perhaps something, you know, somebody objected when everybody else was thinking that he was guilty on XYZ counts. And the big one and the big question is really the whole thing about Obama, all the wiretaps they had. Was he trying to sell the seat? Did he think he was really going to get money from somebody to fill in that slot, get some kind of favoritism or not? Or was it just bragging and nonsense and trumped up stuff? So, hey, speaking of politics, too, again, I'm going to throw up that flag. Remember, you've got a couple of months before you vote, and everything is at stake. It's been ratcheted up big time. This is an important midterm election, very important, because we're talking about all of the House. All the House seats are there for the taking. And the same with the Senate. You've got 37 key positions that could change, that could switch. And desperately, you can see it with the mud flinging that's going on. Both sides are looking for an edge, whether it's the Democrats or whether it's the Republicans. You can see it. Whether it's the president's coattails and are they big enough or is it not worth it because the poll numbers with the president, at least on a lot of the big issues, are falling down now. It could change because that's how it works. And the approval ratings are down, too, by the way. So a lot of Democrats are avoiding the Obama endorsement. You saw that happen with Bush as he was going out the door. There were a lot of people that avoided the Bush backing for fear that it wouldn't really help them because of some of the things that were happening in the tail end, probably the last year, 2 years of Bush's, I'll call it reign. All right, before we move ahead, I'm going to say one more thing about the mosque. And you can certainly chime in on that or anything else that we offer here as part of the menu. 800-259-5791. In one of the New York papers, and all the papers are playing this up, in one of the New York papers, I think it was the New York Daily News, like everybody else, they've got a poll going on. And their poll was, is the opposition to the building of a mosque near Ground Zero intolerant? And you could answer, yes, it's purely religious bigotry against Muslims, or no, you can be against it because it dishonors the victims of September 11th, or maybe, but the sensitive thing to do is to move it further from the WTC site. And so in looking at the people who voted on this, and this is New York, and this is New York paper, and most of the polls have actually shown different things, but their poll results show that 61% so far say, yeah, it's bigotry against Muslims, 32% with the no, and only 8% on the other. Maybe it's the thing to do is to move it because it's a sensitive thing, so why not move it anyway? But this certainly isn't the last word on this. It's interesting, and I'd say bravo to the sick 9/11 responders who have used the conversation on the mosque to push forward the idea of, hey, why aren't you doing something about what's happened at Ground Zero to real people, this $7.2 billion healthcare bill? Because the president hasn't really said anything about that. So one of the guys who's the most vocal, a guy named John Thiel, wrote to Obama, and he was one of the thousands of people, because there were so many, who worked at what they called the pile after the attacks. And he's got his own foundation trying to help the people who have been affected by it. The plight of those Ground Zero folks is terrible. The sickness that's happened because of the toxic cloud over the Twin Towers ruins, and it's taken a back seat because the focus is on the mosque. The focus is on the whole location thing, and, you know, with people speaking out about it or throwing in their two cents or whatever, there's not enough people, frankly, pushing the ball forward on the health and compensation package or act that was put out there to help the responders and was shot down by the House. They're trying to bring the bill back for a majority vote next month. And what happened was some of the Republicans said the concern was possible fraud. In fact, Congressman Lamar Smith said that the bill was just going to be a slush fund paid by taxpayers that could lead to, he didn't even say could, he said that would be open to abuse and fraud and waste. So Bloomberg says this bill, you know, he took a swipe really at the Republicans saying, you oppose this bill, but yet the whole proposed mosque is insensitive to the 9/11 families. What about these sick people? This is hypocritical of all of those who are jumping on the mosque who don't care about the workers. So this has turned into, now I think it's going to turn into a double issue, and that's going to blow up probably a little bit more. All right, back to the former governor of Illinois and the fact that we know that he's getting ready for the retrial thing. and that's going to happen August 27, but it's going to be about the, ultimately about the evidence or the lack of evidence, and I think that this was part of the problem, the prosecution's case. Here's one of the jurors, Eric Sarnello, and he talked about liking him and how heated it got, and one juror holding out and his vote. So here's what he said.
We'd play a phone call, and, you know, one side would say, you know, that supports, you know, right there, he's guilty, whereas, you know, it would come out on the other side where she would say, you know, no, you know, to me that's just showing more that, you know, he's not guilty. I went into this, you know, not knowing anything about him at all, and, you know, I kind of, as a person, I kind of liked him. He's kind of funny. My favorite line was, I'm crazy, but I'm not nuts. But it did get heated in the beginning, but, you know, we realized people would start to shut down once, you know, they felt like they were getting attacked, or, you know, people, you know, kind of get a little more offensive and they would shut down. So we kind of took a step back, you know, tried to take the emotions out of it. It was with the tollway. You know, there just wasn't a lot of evidence. There was one major witness, you know, there just wasn't a whole lot on that. And just I didn't feel that the government proved their case on that one.
Yeah, and now we go through this whole retrial process once again that will cost, you know, something like in the neighborhood of $25-30 million. And where does this end up? You could tell that he's saying, look, I didn't really know anything about it. And then he's listening, oh, I kind of like the guy. And that's what's happened favorably for Blago, that he's cut across somehow the distance between himself and the jury, I'll say, and the likability quotient for him has gone up. And his lawyers were quick to keep it in the news as much as possible, and that probably helped a little bit too. And, you know, once they were deliberating so long and there were questions about the charges, you knew that that was going to fall in Blago's favor. It's that 15 minutes of fame, baby, and he certainly got it. Speaking of 15 minutes of fame, I'm going to tell you about this one. Coming up next, we're going to go to We Can Count. But how about Steven Slater? Remember, he's the nutty flight attendant who left the plane with a couple of beers in his hand and pretty much quit his job. Because it's gotten so much attention, had a Facebook page, fans of his threw up a Facebook page, and he's a hero to people who want to quit their jobs and tell their employers to shove it and come up with ways that they can tell people off and whatever. Would you believe that this guy's getting a reality show? Yeah, I can't make this stuff up. It's true. So the JetBlue flight attendant has producers in Hollywood coming up with a new show about how people quit their jobs. And one can only imagine what this is going to be like. So he doesn't have to worry about getting his job back with the airline because he's got something else to go to. We're moving forward. We can count round the bend.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing. Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Topping this edition of We Can Mount. What is up with those eggs? A voluntary recall of eggs because of a salmonella fear reached 380 million as of Wednesday. Yikes. Wright County Egg of Galt, Iowa announced the recall first last week. Then they added more batches and brands to it, too. Of course, they're cooperating with the FDA. They're doing this investigation. And the concern is keeping salmonella out of the food supply and away from all the consumers. How many people get eggs? Think of what eggs are used in. A ton of things. I mean, a ton of things. So the egg recall, if you go to one of these places, I'm going to actually tell you what they are, the stores. Albertsons, Farm Fresh, James Farms, Glenview, Mountain Dairy, Ralph's, Bloomsma, Lund, Kemp's. And that's pretty scary. You got to look at the code that's marked on it. So it would range from a 136 to 229, and then the plant numbers 1720 and 1942. And let's hope that the grocery stores pull them off the shelves as all this stuff is now coming out. More of this information is coming out. Boy, that gives you a case for egg whites, doesn't it? When you hear stories like that, 380 million eggs, and because it's gotten bigger. So now you wonder if in a couple of days they're going to tell us about some other eggs. Might be a good idea, just check out your eggs and make sure that you don't have one of the tainted versions of the eggs that are part of the recall. All right, this is a crazy deal, and I know that this affects a lot of people. Nearly 1 million ADHD misdiagnoses. That's a bombshell, according to a new study. Because what happens is, and it happens a lot with little boys, they get diagnosed as having that attention deficit disorder, and guess what? They start getting medicated. And when they're medicated, I have friends that are teachers, they say they're like zombies, and they feel terrible because they don't believe that all the kids do suffer from that. So you have almost a million, and the Journal of Health Economics did the study. They found that how one kid is relative to peers in the same class, it affects the teacher's perception of the symptoms. So if you cut through the BS, teachers tend to perceive the symptoms more in younger kids than older kids, even in the same grade. And they'll likely tell them that this is what's going on, and then they'll take that stimulant medication. And you know what happens? It kills their appetite. And they get this zombie-like glaze. I'm not saying every single kid, but a lot of them have that happen. So it's that early childhood when everything flows from the teacher and the teacher's perceptions of what's going on with the kid. And the teacher really sways this more than even the parent's perception because it stems from what's going on in the classroom. And I hope they do more of these studies. This is the Journal of Health Economics, and the guy who was the lead researcher is out of the University of Notre Dame. He found similar results regarding the age of the child and the likelihood of the diagnosis, and they looked at all kinds of information and compared it and kept finding the same things over and over again. But I just keep thinking in my mind the cost of misdiagnosing somebody. What happens to the well-being of the kid, the boy? A lot of times it's mostly boys. You think of what future problems are because they're taking these medications, but also what it does to the family. And you know it's what they spend annually on the treatments for the kids who sometimes inappropriately get the diagnosis. We're talking up to $500 million annually. So somebody's making some money on that. Do you think that it's that whole thing that we talked about to Judith Barr in our previous show, the over-medication of society? But it starts with the kids when you tell them, because that's what happens. Of course, the kids are aware of it. You tell them that they've got this problem. And don't worry, take these pills and we'll work on it and we'll think of other things that we can do. And boy, that is a slippery slope. And all of us know this. You know, when you're a kid and somebody plants the idea in your head, it's like the worst thing to do. They plant the idea in your head like, oh, you are the best at English. You are just incredible at English, but you're terrible at math. You have a handicap with math. You just can't do math. Whatever's planted in your head, in other words. So if that's planted in your head that you've got problems with attention deficit, that's something that'll hang around and stick with you for life, not to mention what kind of damage do all those drugs do, what kind of toll does it take on your body futuristically? What are we talking about? All right, and we'll give you one last one here for We Can Count. The U.S. spent $16,000 for the New York Mosque Imam's trip. What am I talking about? This is just another part of the process. The American taxpayers, that means you and me, baby, we are paying the freight for the guy who's behind the plans for the Cordova Initiative or Cordova House or whatever you want to call it now near the Manhattan site, Lower Manhattan, for the September 11th attacks. $3,000 in fees for a three-nation outreach trip to the Middle East. That's going to cost about $16,000. The State Department had to release those numbers. They say the Imam, Abdullah Rauf, will get a daily $200 honorarium for the 15-day tour to Bahrain, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates, which is supposed to promote religious tolerance. The a spokesperson for the State Department, P.J. Crowley, said the per diem rates range even a little higher, nearly 400 to 500, depending on the place. That's the official documents they have. And he's not supposed to engage in any personal business, that it's just about the trip is just to preach about or talk about or promote religious tolerance, and that's it. But while he's on this tour, all this attention is going on because of the plans for the center, and a lot of the people against the project say, you know, this is, shouldn't be there, should move it. And the debate is massively political at this point, massively. Oof. All right, you know the numbers to jingle if you want to throw in your two on any of this. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Let's go to Dale, who's listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Yo, Dale.
Oh, hey, Kate.
Hello.
What a great state we have, don't we?
Blago, baby.
Oh, we just love it down here with this guy. We're just so proud. I don't know what we're going to do with him, but we're going to drag it out another few weeks, spend another few million dollars.
Yeah, a lot of million dollars. Yes, yeah. 25 million, yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, just to lighten things up a little, I've been thinking about this, Kate, and I talked to your mom about this. You can't take the plane anymore because of those body scans. You're going to have to take the train or the bus. Now, I don't like to ride in a bus, but I'll take the train with you.
There you go. I like the train. Train travel's great.
But unfortunately, you probably have to come through Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And what a terrible place we got here with $1 billion over budget, a bad governor. I don't know what to say. We got so many things going on now that I don't know what.
The political, here's the thing, the politics of Chicago, I mean, Illinois, he was the governor of Illinois, but you could zero it into Chicago. You go back in history, and it's ridiculous what you've seen. And listen, there's dirty pool every place, but it just seems like lately it's worse there, isn't it? It's crazy.
Yeah,
then you got the Chicago mob at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, so...
Well, I guess it's, I think Chicago is probably the only city that still has ward politics, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we're real proud of that here also. But anyway, I think we'll get through it, Kate. But, wow, we're just beside ourselves down here with, this fine ex-governor we used to have.
Mm.
So he was always submitting budgets that were, $1 billion beyond revenue.
Right.
And then getting a legislature to sign off on them.
Yeah.
We're real sharp around here.
Just throwing that money around.
There you go.
Exactly. And then shooting down anything to do with handguns or the Second Amendment rights. So there's no shooting around here. We're just paying off people.
Right, right. Quite a challenge we have here.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's all, Kate.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Dale. You know, it's funny. You can see if you read any of the Chicago papers, people are really venting. You know, they could get when they can comment, when they make their comments about the perception of Illinois in general and Chicago politics because of the Blagojevich blunder. And the real blunder, too, is also going to the second trial and how much that's going to cost. And where does this end? Does it end up in the same situation? All right, finally, you knew I'd get to it. I've got the Daily Salute and odds and ends. And boy, I got some good ones for you. Stay with us.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery at just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, well, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Yes, it's time finally for the Daily Salute. We're bringing it back. And remember, you can participate in this. If there's something going on in your neighborhood or somebody did something awesome or whatever you think is a salute, send it to me at americatonight.net. William Stein sent this in, and it was a good one. And it's about the Missouri crews that finished up the U.S.'s first stimulus project. Remember, this made big headlines. It was the new highway bridge over the Osage River in Tuscumbia. I hope I'm saying that right. And they finished it August 16th. They had a dedication, the whole ribbon-cutting thing and all of that. The bridge carries traffic on Missouri 17 over the tributary of the Mizzou River about 30 miles southwest of Jefferson City. So this was the first construction project that was part of the stimulus package. Now, they worked on replacing the 80-year-old bridge, and it started just really seconds after the president signed the stimulus package into law last February. And people from the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission monitored the ceremony even and voted seconds later to approve the bridge replacement and three other projects. So they, you know, they were ready to go. They had the backhoe working, and that was it. The old bridge was closed to trucks in 2007 because of the structural concerns. Remember the bridge in Minneapolis and what happened there? And then that became, there was a study done about bridges and all that other sort of stuff. So the new bridge, 28 feet wide, an extension of 8 feet, and they got it done. How about that? And, yeah. So we can't say that nobody got anything out of the stimulus, because there were people that were working on this bridge, and it was necessary, so they're going to close traffic over the river starting on Thursday to allow the roads to be connected to the new bridge, and because they have to do the tie-ins, and that they say that that shouldn't really take the engineers that long, and huge celebration. So William Stein, thanks for sending that in. You know, you think of the $787 billion stimulus package, and rightly so, people complain because stimulate this, where was the money going? Well, here's a case of where people were working on it, and it was mostly, and that was part of the problem, that a lot of it was shovel work, so then what happens when it's done, but at least this necessary bridge is completed, and something did come out of the money from the very beginning. My problem with the stimulus is that it was backloaded. So so here's the money, this big chunk of money, and these are a lot of people that desperately need work, but there's XYZ projects, and the rest of it's kicking in, you know, 2011, and then some in 2012, and I don't think that you just throw the dollars out there, and that was also part of the problem, but I would say the faster you get people back to work, then if that's what the stimulus was supposed to do, which is what it was supposed to do, I wouldn't have spent all the money on those signs. Remember, they spent a crazy amount of money saying, this is your stimulus projects at work. But anyway, it's a very good daily salute. Thanks, William. Anybody else has one, send them to me, americatonight.net. All right, I promised some odds and ends, and, geez, there was just so much to get to, and this was a good one I found. You know, they always talk about Vegas, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and Vegas has been one of those cities that was really slammed by the recession because of the toll it took on the people who worked there. Less people were going to visit Vegas and spending big money. So Vegas, it turns out, is the most stressful place to be in the country. And every day, they say, overwhelmed even Las Vegas residents flood the stress management centers of Nevada looking for relief from their problems. And you know what they complain about? Listen up, all you third shifters. We just got off with Dale in Illinois. Mark listens to us in New York. Tomas is singing songs in Michigan. They complain about irregular work hours that keep them away from their families and tensions that result from health crises, too. And the 24-hour day in Vegas, that's what's really gotten under the skin of the people who work there. They're too busy. They have too much that's going on, and they always feel hurried. So Forbes found in their research that Vegas was the most stressful city in the country. You know what was next? Los Angeles. You know what was after that? Houston. And the index that they used, they measured the metropolitan areas on a couple of different criteria, stress flat out, high unemployment, long commute times, long work hours, limited access to health care, poor physical health, and a lack of exercise. Phew. 36 million tourists. I used to live in Vegas. I lived in Vegas for 2 years. Shockingly, 36. That's a story for another time. 36 million tourists go to Vegas, and they go to Vegas to get away from everything. But the people that live there, I guess, aren't so carefree. They had the housing crisis really had to kill them. And the unemployment rate there is almost 15%. That's the highest of any of the cities in this country, the highest period. So that would be stressful. And it goes, and again, it relates to tourism, I believe. So That makes sense. That's why that would be stressful. How about this? You know how Judge Judy is, like, taking over the world? And with the way she snaps back at people, and she truly, that was her personality. When she worked in New York, and then she suddenly becomes this big, famous television personality. The story goes that 60 Minutes did a story on her. And then a producer of the Judge shows, because there's so many of them, decided, wow, wouldn't she be great? Let's test her for this. So I read this in, I think, Time Magazine. There's another real-life Judge Judy, and her name is Judge Judith Ehler, and she snaps people's heads off in Seattle, of all places. That's the land of political correctness. And she says stuff like, if you drive like an idiot because you're late for work, you're going to have to pay for it, and you can see your picture on the headlines of the Seattle Times, stupid young man who shouldn't be driving. And she just emasculates half of the guys that stand in front of her. So she's kind of been dubbed a bully. And she's not getting the reception that the New York City family court judge Judith Shindlin got. Instead, she's in trouble. The aggressive demeanor got her a 5-day suspension without pay from the Washington State Supreme Court. And so some people think that they should have just totally removed her, period. And she's been brought up on disciplinary charges for insulting and demeaning people. Isn't that interesting? So in New York, Judge Judy totally rolls, even in her profession, before she does the TV thing. Then she becomes a huge superstar on the tube. But in Seattle, it just doesn't work that way, which goes to the kind of city Seattle is. I can see how that wouldn't work there, having spent some time in Seattle. I'm not surprised that she got the suspension, but will she actually stay in that gig? There's the other thing. And this could be stressful, too. If you were listening earlier, I mentioned quickly a story about this, but American Airlines, once again, is sticking it to the man because they're charging customers, not for their $10 can of Pringles or their $5 giant cookie or whatever. This time, if you want to sit in the front of the plane and coach, you've got to pay for it $19 each way. So, you know, when you do the seat selection thing, those seats will now be blocked out. It'll be an express seat. You'll have to pay $19 each way if you want to sit there. Isn't that crazy? You know, it'd almost be like by the time you add up all these things, it'll be the price of another ticket, a coach ticket anyway. But that's what they're doing. So people who fly from San Francisco to Dallas could pay like $29 to reserve a seat in the first few rows of coach, because actually the short hoppers are $19, but it goes all the way up to $39, and that includes the bulkhead when they check in at the airport. So the reserved seats are only sold at the airline's self-service check-in machines called express seating. Express this. That's crazy. Man, nickel and diamond, what can I say?